our sunny, hot, dry weather today. This is Hoosier Ag Today's morning podcast on Tuesday, September 14, 2021. Good morning, I'm Andy Eubank. The podcast is made possible by First Farmers Bank and Trust, proudly serving local farms, families, and agribusiness for over 135 years. Visit them online at ffbt.com to learn more. Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin is in today with the updated Indiana farm forecast. It does include some thunderstorm possibilities. We have a look at agritourism in 2020. How did it fare last year? Eric Pfeiffer with that story. And lower markets yesterday. Market analysis coming too. The news is next on HAT.
The land of the free is also the home of the hardworking. What if this is the year you take your farm operation to the next level? At First Farmers Bank and Trust, we're proud to serve the people who not only work until the sun goes down, but until the job is done. With over 135 years of commitment to agriculture, we'll find the solution that's right for your operation today and tomorrow. Visit ffbt.com to learn more. First Farmers Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
How 2020 impacted agritourism in Indiana. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, and this is Hoosier Ag Today. While the first day of fall isn't technically until September 22nd, my wife has already insisted on changing the decor. So that meant a trip to a local pumpkin patch over the weekend. We went to Hillside Acres, a U-Pick apple orchard and pumpkin patch located about 10 minutes east of Lafayette. Now, 2020 was a devastating year for many businesses, but what about the agritourism industry? Caleb Hufford, one of the owners of Hillside Acres, said 2020 was actually a great year for them, and they anticipate even bigger crowds this year.
We felt like last year was a good growing year. The reason is because there was a lot of indoor stuff that was closed. You couldn't go to the movie theaters. You couldn't go really anywhere. We were still offering to come out here because we were all outdoors. And so we felt like it was a good, we got our name out there maybe more than we would on a normal year. And so this year I feel like more people know about us, and now that everybody's kind of getting out, we anticipate bigger crowds.
Hufford says this is their fourth year running Hillside Acres. They bought the U-Pick apple orchard with the intention of converting the land to corn and soybean acres, but they were convinced to keep the apple orchard. They then decided to add a pumpkin patch and entertainment for families, like a jumping pad, slides, a corn maze, and tractor rides. Hufford says after growing up on a row crop and hog farm, growing specialty crops intrigued him. But growing pumpkins is sure different. He says disease is a huge issue.
So we have to come up with a good, safe spray schedule that we use. And we spray every 14 days, something like that, around 2 weeks is what we try to do. And it's just completely different. And we grow 30 different varieties of pumpkins. And so all them different varieties are more susceptible than others. And so we just have to keep a really close eye on them. And then the other big problem about pumpkins is weed control. You know, pumpkins are a broadleaf, and so most weeds are broadleafs as well. And so it's hard to find, you know, a good weed control measure. And so a lot of it's by hand, pulling weeds by hand, and we do a little bit of spot spraying too.
Bugs are also a big problem for the pumpkins. He says they do crop checks every day for both the apples and pumpkins. Hufford never saw himself getting into agritourism, but he says it's very rewarding.
The rewards are when people are coming out here, you know, like they are today, and having a good time. And then when October comes and there's so many people coming out and telling you how fun their kids are having, and then also when you can produce a good quality pumpkin, good apples, that's the biggest reward to me, and it's so rewarding because you've worked all year and look what you got in the end.
Learn more about Hillside Acres in my full interview with Hufford at HoosierAgToday.com.
Join 100,000 farmers and ag enthusiasts like yourself at the 59th Annual Farm Science Review. The Farm Science Review is September 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. We have over 600 exhibitors that provide equipment, services, and education to the many visitors each day. The Farm Science Review is the only national farm show that has both corn and soybean harvest, tillage, drainage, and precision agriculture demonstrations. Buy your tickets online at fsr.osu.edu. We look forward to seeing you at Farm Science Review 2021.
Bayer's America's Farmers Grow Communities program is back for another year to help strengthen farming communities across the country. Grow Communities is open now, and farmers can enter for the chance to direct a $5,000 donation to a local eligible nonprofit organization, school, or ag program. Bayer Community Outreach Manager Aaron Glarner.
The program works by allowing farmers the opportunity to direct a donation to their nonprofit of choice. So from now until November 1st, farmers can enroll. Then in November and December, Bayer Fund will select and notify those winning farmers.
You can learn more about this at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast, brought to you by Seed Genetics Direct, the largest Ohio-based independent seed company and the Eastern Corn Belt's fastest-growing independent seed company. Visit SeedGeneticsDirect.com for more information. So we take a look at the setup here across the Hoosier State. No real significant change in thought process for your Tuesday. We're starting off with sunshine. We're going to be very warm, very humid again today, and that will trigger a little bit of instability likely here late this afternoon, evening, probably closer to sunset or after, and that will also then trigger showers and maybe a few rumbles of thunder. At this point, it does look like the best moisture is going to be coming central and southern Indiana. I will not rule out action over the northern third of the state, but I think your coverage up there is going to be significantly less. And also at this point in time, I'm not overly excited about rain totals. I think we're looking at a few hundredths to maybe half an inch maximum, coverage at 60%. Everybody is back to dry weather for Thursday and for Friday. Sunshine dominating. We may not be quite as warm Thursday, but still well above normal for this time of year. We see temperatures climbing again into Friday afternoon. Saturday, hit and miss scattered showers seem to want to stay north over Michigan. And then into Sunday and Monday, we are now going drier. We do see moisture trying to come up from the south next Tuesday, the 21st. At this point, not initially a big deal, a few hundredths to maybe three or four tenths. Coverage, though, looking at 75% of the state for Tuesday. Still looking at our frontal boundary holding off till later in the week, Wednesday into Thursday. Could see anywhere from a quarter to 1.5 inches of rain out of that. The front sweeping through from west to east, but several pulses of moisture coming up the front. So this could actually end up being a multi-day event Wednesday afternoon through Thursday. So we'll just have to see how that comes together. But that probably is our best threat of rain over the course of the next 10 days. So nearby, we're still seeing not enough moisture considering the warm air and dryness that is in over the Eastern Corn Belt. Still seeing net drying, I believe, all the way through next to Tuesday. And then maybe we moisten this atmosphere up just a little bit. Temperatures don't show any signs of falling off anytime soon. We stay above normal through most of the rest of September. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin.
A sell-off across all of the ag markets. This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Andy Eubank with the Monday Farm Market Review. It's brought to you by Co-Alliance Cooperative, your local agriculture and energy partner for nearly a century. Final numbers coming up. First market analysis for that. On Monday, I turn to John Zanker, Risk Management Commodities. John, the corn and soybean markets tried to sniff the plus side. Did not happen. So we get a bounce on the USDA report Friday, but a sell-off as we begin a new week. Any particular reason why we go backwards?
I don't think there was a great reason, actually, on Friday that we bounced as hard as we did off the lows. That was an impressive bounce. Corn and soybeans, we went down and made the lowest low that we've had in December corn since April, below $5. And we got November beans down to $12.64, which is the lowest we've seen there in quite some time. So the reports didn't really hold out any bullish numbers. Maybe a couple places they were a little less bearish than hoped for. So pretty good technical reaction. But I'm a bit dubious, Andy, that we can hold this with harvest starting. We will have the second largest corn crop, it looks like, in history. So there's still a lot of corn out there. We had a disappointing August and in parts of the Eastern Corn Belt in particular, but it's going to be a big harvest. Soybean harvest is going to be big, and weather looks great for the most part over the next 2 weeks. So we're going to get after this in a hurry. And I think that's, you know, historically, first 2-3 weeks of harvest, we often see some pressure on the markets.
really looks like that will happen, unless, of course, there would be something of a major surprise on the demand side. But right now, that's not real robust.
Well, we've got a problem at the Gulf, of course, with the hurricane. Export shipments were really low today. We kind of expected that, but they were pretty darn bad, aside from wheat, which is coming off the West Coast for the most part, and a little off the East Coast. So I just don't like this setup, Andy. I wouldn't be shocked to see 25 to 30 cents come out of corn here in the next 2 to 3 weeks. I wouldn't be surprised to see soybeans take out the summer low of 1240 here in the next week. I think that, we're just going to see a lot of farmer sales off the combine. This will be the best prices we've seen during harvest since 2013. So I don't like the setup. And just looking at a negative outlook here for the next 2 to 3 weeks.
And even if the ports were not a problem, is the demand itself drying up a bit?
It's been extremely disappointed. Here we are with the weak bean basis, the weakest I've seen, certainly in this kind of a carryout situation. Crush was disappointing this summer. Exports were disappointing. And even with that bad Brazilian crop, we should have been doing better on corn exports. So I'm, another reason to not be friendly here for a while, I'm afraid.
John Zanker, Risk Management Commodities. Call him at 866-837-9027. Final numbers on Monday, December corn, 513 1/4. Down 4 1/4. March contract goes to 522, down 4.5 cents. And May 4 1/4 lower at 527 1/4. Beans down, but not by much. November 1284 3/4, off 1 3/4. January 1293 1/2, down 1 1/4. And March down 1 1/4 at 1298. It was just below flat in wheat as well. December 687, down 1.5 cents. Livestock markets weak all day. October live cattle, 122.27, $1.15 down. The October lean hog contract loses 167, dipping down to 80.77. That's our Monday market review, a look at news and weather too, and you're up to date. I'm Andy Eubank with the Hoosier Ag Today Morning Podcast, joined today by Eric Pfeiffer and Ryan Martin. And the podcast is brought to you by First Farmers Bank and Trust. Thanks for listening. Have a great Tuesday from all of us at Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's leading farm radio network.